From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So there's a study that looks at the things we do out of convenience, even though we know they're bad for the environment. I mean, what would you think is something we do humans?
Not recycle.
That's the overall.
Straws,
yeah. Number two on the list. Using plastic straws.
Those six-pack holders?
Six-pack holders are bad. I don't see that on this list at all. Yeah, no.
Actually, someone's made six-pack holders that are actually turtle food.
I saw that.
I love it. Love it.
Let me ask you if you do this. Do you hang your clothes on the clothesline instead of using a dryer? Because apparently that's better for the environment. Not so good if you've got some crazy looking undies, then that's not good for the can't unsee it thing on the clothesline.
Let's see, drive a car, so that's
drive a car. Well, yeah, that's bad. But how about driving somewhere when you could have walked? That's a convenient inconvenient thing.
Most places I drive. I mean, I live over a mile away from work.
Yeah,
I could walk home more.
But why?
I know.
It's not like we're good humans, you and me.
Better than some, not as good as others.
Right. It's time for the news. What's going on?
Well, Dax Shepard mm-hmm. said there was a time when he wasn't sure whether he wanted to be with wife Kristen Bell.
Why would that be?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Dax says while he never thought he was any great catch, he wasn't worried about losing her.
No.
Well, that's very... humbling.
Let's be humble, Dax.
But he had his doubts. He wasn't so sure.
Yeah.
He wanted to be with a person like Kristen. She had eight people living in her house for free.
Uh-huh.
She had to get out of a car when there was a dog running around needing to be rescued.
Yeah. Just so, miss goody two-shoes. Dax wasn't that good, huh?
Maybe he's a bad human, too.
He
probably uses plastic straws.
Relate. Plastic bags at the grocery store. Yeah, I know.
Dax says, in all honesty, he wasn't that good, and he wasn't certain he wanted to be with someone that good.
Yeah, right.
But alas... all's well that ends well.
Sure.
They've been together 10 years.
Yeah.
Now they're married. They have two kids.
Right.
I think they are a hilarious couple.
He could pretend that she's like some of the characters she's played. Now, think about this. The Good Place, she doesn't play a really good character in that. Shall we forget about Leaving Sarah Marshall? Come on now. She's not a good person.
That witch, she's hilarious. She's funny.
You know what, though?
She can sing.
She can sing. Yeah, that's her singing in Frozen.
I like her singing better than Idina Menzel.
Well, it's different. You know, Idina's like Broadway.
And look at Idina Menzel.
Like, you know.
Twice in 2 days, she's been on the Who Cares News.
She's vying for a new place with Halle Berry.
Jeez.
Come on. Anyway, good for Dax and for Kristen. Though I remember the smart refrigerator commercial they did last year where he's like at the store and she's... telling him, I'm too busy to tell you what's in the refrigerator. Just look at your phone.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. He also does a podcast, which is really, really, really well received, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you're into the podcasting thing, check out Dax. He could use a little work.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. Maybe he's sitting at home watching the kids while Kristen makes all the money.
Maybe. Maybe he has become a better person for being with her.
Maybe. Maybe, perhaps.
Maybe not. And probably not, but maybe.
10 years, though, in Hollywood. That's pretty good. That ain't bad.
Well, Hailey Bieber is trying to trademark
her name. Hailey, what? What?
Yes.
Hailey Bieber. Oh, man. That's hard to come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber. Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. She's what? She's trying to trademark her name?
Yes, Miss Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, Hailey has to prove to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office that she is indeed... Hailey Bieber.
I still don't know if I buy the fact that they're married, her and Justin.
If she got married to Justin of the Peace, that should be proof enough, right?
Right. They could get the marriage license from the county and state of New York, I guess. Right?
I would
think.
Where
they secretly got married. Nobody knew about it for 2 months.
So she has to prove that she is Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
And that she relinquishes rights to use her name for her upcoming clothing line.
Oh, she's got a clothing line coming out.
Yes, she does.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I don't ever understand why these women want to trademark their married names.
I don't know.
Remember that Blac Chyna wanted to do it, too. And they said, hell no.
As a Kardashian.
Yeah, she wanted to be Kardashian.
They want her to list the type of clothes she's planning to trademark, such as hats and coats.
Okay. All right.
Instead of all clothing.
Oh, is that what she was trying to do?
They won't do that.
Yeah, they won't do that.
So the clock's a-ticking.
Clock's a-ticking, Haley. Yep. Get to that.
Tick, 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 tick. She's at risk for being denied if she can't get the proof soon.
Oh, really? And you know what? The trademark office doesn't, they don't go back.
They don't mess around.
Yeah, no, there's no do-overs with trademarks. You get one shot, and if you don't make it, you lose it.
So if you put the I after the E in Bieber,
that would
be
bad.
You're stuck.
Yeah, and that won't do her any good because everybody knows it's the I before the E in Bieber.
So unlike her church wedding to husband Justin later this year, which keeps getting postponed.
Oh, yeah, when are they going to do this?
I don't know.
They said they were already married. They promised us a big church wedding, so mom and dad could be there, and so on and so forth. Stephen Baldwin can sell tickets, you know, because he needs the money, pay off his back taxes. I don't know.
If you're married already, why do the wedding?
So you get presents. That's why. Are you kidding me? Come on. It's to get the goods. And
they need presents.
I know.
They got money.
It's so that they can stay relevant in the world of entertainment. How's that?
Whatever.
How's that? I just made that crap up.
The latest date was March 1st, but they've pushed that back too. So no new date. And nobody cares.
Nobody cares whatsoever. Halle Berry might care.
I doubt it.
Nah, probably not. All right, that's it for us today.
Have you ever tweeted Halle Berry?
I have not. I'm afraid. I don't. You know. Well, I'm. You know.
You should. So we can stop this.
I'm nervous.
Shenanigans.
What am I supposed to say to her? Hey, Halle, I'm stalking you on the radio. Can I say that?
No, I wouldn't
can't
use
say
the S
that.
Word.
I just said that on the radio too. We're stalking you on this podcast because we want to catch your attention. You know, I mean, it's like, you know.
We mention your name every day with fondness. We
hashtag Halle Berry every day.
Wait a minute.
On the podcast.
Whoa.
We do.
You can say I mention your name every day on the radio with fondness.
See, it's just creepy. It's creepy. I don't think I could do it. Anyway.
Chicken.
I have to look into that. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity and another stalk of Halle Berry. Have a good day, and
pathetic.
I am.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.